in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The creator of the heavens and the earth, majesty in the heavenlies, whose name is holy. The whole planet and the whole galaxies are like a span before thee. Who can compare unto you? You are plenteous in mercies. Your steadfast love does not cease. Your mercies never come to an end. We worship you, Father. Glorious God, merciful and faithful. We love you, sir. Lord Jesus, risen King, Savior of all men, especially those who believe, full of grace and truth, the first begotten of the Father. We bless and worship you. It's of your fullness that we have received grace upon grace. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, the inner strengthener, the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the God that is more than enough. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come and take your place. Come and take control. Come and enlighten us. Come and strengthen us. Come and cause us to do all things well, to the praise and glory of the name of Jesus. We thank you for your health. We thank you for your help. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Triune Deity, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we bless, worship, and adore you in Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you as we go into the word at this time. We thank you for your word. Can the keyboard just play gently the entrance of your word? Let it give light. Father, let it give understanding to us in the name of Jesus. Father, let the word of God have a free course. Father, let the word of God be glorified. Father, make covenant, we pray that a clear channel be created in the heavenlies through which more than enough of the life and power of God flows throughout the administration of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, you will break yokes. Amen. You will heal bodies. Amen. You will meet needs. Amen. You cause liberty in our lives. The Amen. Word of God will have a free course. The word Amen. Of God will be glorified. Amen. Father, we are not ignorant of the device of the enemy against effectual fervent delivery of the word and the receiving of it. So under the covering of our fathers, and under the lordship and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind-wandering, fear, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil, or such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out, destroy Amen. Your works, resist Amen. And bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Amen. We lose the angels of God, Amen. Seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will. Concerning our fellowship, particularly the administration of the word at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think. According to your power, that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. That's not a super hand clap. Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated. Amen. We are welcome to Zion City Fellowship. Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Let's give a hand to our parents. Thank God for their faithfulness, their stewardship. Led us through a 1 month fasting and prayer. And we thank God for their love. We thank God for their leadership. And we are now welcome to a first full meeting of Zion City Fellowship in the year 2023. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, it's Valentine's season, isn't it? It's Valentine's season, isn't it? Okay. And today we want to look at love from the prism of God. Amen. In case you don't know, love started from God, not from the devil, and not from the world. Amen. So we want to look at love in the prism of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the message today is titled, He Made Them Male and Female. He made them what? You will talk. Oh. He made them what? Mark chapter 10, verse 6. Mark chapter 10, verse 6. Oh, beautiful picture. Thank you. I hope you are with me with the scriptures. Mark chapter 10, verse 6. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female.
But from the beginning of, I like, those words are important, the creation. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Praise the Lord. Or, from the beginning of the creation, God had made them different. Praise the Lord. God had made them what? Different. The fact that male, female, they're not the same. Amen. God from the beginning made them different. Praise the Lord. And we do good by appreciating the difference, even though they are all human beings. Praise the Lord. They are not the same. I know tradition and human experiences have taught us around the world that women have been exploited and go. Now they are taking their vengeance back from the exploitation they've suffered. And they are now trying to redesign. Nobody can redesign God's creation. Praise the Lord. From the beginning, He made them male and female. There's a uniqueness of males. Praise the Lord. There's a uniqueness of females. There is speciality of males. There are speciality of females. Amen. And the creation will tap more by embracing both of them in their differences. Praise the Lord. You know, in a tree, the leaves and the flowers, they are in the tree, but they are not the same. Praise the Lord. You have leaves, you have flower, all in the tree. They are not the same. One majors in photosynthesis. Praise the Lord. The other majors in showing the beauty of the tree. Amen. Oh, in case you don't know, women are the flowers of humanity. The women say glory. Glory. All right. Women are the flowers of humanity. Amen. Amen. So we will talk a little bit more about that as we go on. Women are the flowers of humanity. So let's appreciate the differences and embrace them. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. From the beginning, made them male and female. Uh-huh. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. Praise the Lord. The scriptures are beautiful. You know, if you draw it back to say, and God set some in the church, first apostles. Amen. Those words are not for nothing. And Adam was first formed. Comma means that was settled. Then Eve. Amen. Take it as God has made it. Praise the Lord. So when you marry the scriptures together, that says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So you see where the female uniqueness comes in. But you say, and God set some in the church first. Apostle, so what's that uniqueness when something is first? And what is the beauty when he says better is the end? Amen. There's no need fighting. The women want to take men's position. Men will say, we do not understand how he did them from the beginning. And then our confusion now sets in. First, he formed Adam. Comma. Then Eve. So they are different. How are they different? Let's notice that the spirit, human beings, male, female, the spirit is the spirit called man. Amen. There's no female spirit or male spirit. Okay? That spirit is called man, and he named them Adam. That spirit is not a gender spirit. But the soul and the body has gender differences. Praise the Lord. But the spirit, say, let us He said, you know, when God created, he said, let there be light. Amen. Let there be man. That spirit is not a gender spirit. Amen. It's not a gender spirit. So women could be more emotional. Praise the Lord. It's a difference in the soul. Praise the Lord. The body is not the same. We'll talk more about that. Definitely, if you see a male and a female. Now, I saw them when they wanted to appoint a new chief, a justice of the Supreme Court in the U.S. And they asked her, what's a woman? She said she couldn't define it. She's been biased by the spirit of transgender. And wants to start standing like a patron saint for them. And her hearing in the Senate, she didn't know what a woman was. She has now become justice of the Supreme Court. They are different. Praise the Lord. And nobody, no matter how technologically superior they are, will tell us something different from what God has told us. Amen. Difference in the soul. Difference in the body. 1 Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. Are you with me? 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them. He's talking of your wives. Dwell with them according to knowledge. And that's some of the introduction we are starting here. Let's know them. Let's make sure the knowledge is clear. Praise the Lord. That they are different. Amen. Dwell with them according to knowledge. Giving honor unto the wife. I'm not hearing you. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Loaded. Loaded. Real loaded. Honor. You know, normally who do you honor? It's not dependent on who is your superior. You honor your father and your mother. But here the Bible says clear. It says, husband, you better have knowledge. Giving honor unto the wife, even though she's weaker. Amen. It's God's intricacies. And we need to be educated. It's without contradiction. The greater is the one that is being honored by the lesser. He said, but giving honor to your wife, even though she's a weaker vessel. Soul, body. Then he now say, as being joined heads together, no difference. Spirit. Spirit is same. Together. There's no difference. Of the grace of life. So your spirits together in unity tap into the grace of life. Amen. But that woman, though being weaker, she should be lifted up in honor. Amen. Regarded with as a precious stone, as a precious vessel. You know, our culture tells us, obirin lason lason. Obirin lason lason. It's not scripture. Yes, that man has no revelation. Binti, binti lobin, binti. No revelation. Giving honor to the wife. Though a weaker vessel. Knowing that you are heirs together. The grace of life. And God, you can't fool God though. He has checkmate codes. Your prayers will not be answered. You're a prayer warrior. But you put that wife down, the prayers will not be answered. It's a checkmate. It's a checkmate. The prayers will not be answered in his degrees. Amen. So let's say it all over again, or recap it. From the beginning, He made them male and female. They are different. Amen. And we have to have knowledge of that all human beings, the same spirit. No difference in the spirit, but difference in the soul and in the body. And they were not made together. Praise the Lord. Said Adam was first formed, comma, then Eve. Amen. And I said that first is important. And God said some in the church. First apostles. So if the church is going to break new grounds and there are no apostolic anointing, it won't happen. It cannot happen. Praise the Lord. Like we once looked at here many months ago. It says that when the early church, they gathered together, they said they were there in breaking of bread, in prayer, one accord, and apostles' doctrine. Praise the Lord. So that say, many churches, they pray, they break bread, they are fasting, but there is no apostolic doctrine. It's not solid, no. It's not balanced. It's not established. Praise the Lord. And really, when you look at the world, those who go to the moon, those who are building skyscrapers, those who are drilling, those, it's male-led. Praise the Lord. I'm not preaching gender issues. But when God says someone was first formed, He has an ego eye. Praise the Lord. Definitely, He brings up the female with Him. But once, anywhere there is toughness, battle, breaking, the males are leading. Praise the Lord. The males are leading. Go and see, the army is coming of 1,000, 10,000 soldiers, 100 generals, 90% they are female. Have you seen such an army? It's not designed like that. The male was formed. Adam was formed first, comma, then Eve. Amen. But I balanced it that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So each one has a specialty. Amen. That's how God has adorned it. Praise the Lord. What we need is to have knowledge. Amen. Of the balance of God. Praise the Lord. Of the balance of God. First, Genesis chapter 1. We will not, I won't read it in its depth. Or let me say, I will read it through. So let's go and see that beginning. You know, it says, from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Amen. So let's go and see that beginning. Verse 21, Genesis 1. He said, God created whales. Praise the Lord. Every living creature. Verse 22, God blessed them. That's those whales and living creatures in the water. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. And verse 23, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Verse 24, and God says, let there be living creatures after his kind from the earth. Cattle, creeping things. And it was so. So 25, God made the beast of the earth after his kind. And ending of verse 25, and God saw that it was good. 26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them, amen. So this is a summary of that creation. Let us make man and let them, praise the Lord. Let them say their heads together of the grace of life. From that beginning, even though God was talking about his intention and it's been summarized, they say, let us make man in our image and let them, praise the Lord, have dominion. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Praise the Lord. Created he him. Male and female created he them. Praise the Lord. Because it's these scriptures are putting a summation to that, and Adam was formed first, comma, and then Eve. Praise the Lord. You know, the scripture says somewhere, say, Adam is slave. No problem. You are free in the Lord. Adam, free. Prosperous. Remember, you are God's servant. Praise the Lord. See, that's God always, because in everything there is a usefulness. Say, are you a slave? No problem. But you are free in the Lord. Are you free? And remember, you are God's servant. Amen. Are you born a male? Stay as you are. And honor the females. Amen. Are you born a female? Rejoice in your beauty. Honor the males. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil is the father of all extremes. The father of all extremes. Because if you take a population, you have what you can call a median, midline male. Then if you take the spectrum, see some males with a little bit of female character. You see some female with a little bit of male, but it does not mean the female becomes male. That's the extreme. That's the extreme. Praise the Lord. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created them. And God blessed them. And said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Praise the Lord. So the spirit that God created, that spirit is a male spirit. Sorry, it's a male spirit and a female spirit. It has no gender difference. Praise the Lord. But this is the summation. When he said, let us make man, it was first the male, but ultimately there was the male and there was the female. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God is now breaking it down. How was man made? Amen. That's the importance of man. Bible says in Proverbs 1, it says, and God's delight was with the sons of men. God made fish, he made cattle, he didn't break it down, how he created them. But when he came to man, after he summarized chapter 2, he now broke it down. Praise the Lord. Because really, you'll find later, God created man, God formed man, and God made man. He created man. He formed man. He made man. He said, let us make man. Started with creation. Let there be. Let there be. So let there be man. So the spirit. Then he formed from the dust. Then he put them together. So he created, he formed, and he made. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His delight is with the sons of men. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. A man became what? Is this both of them, Adam or Eve? Adam, praise the Lord, formed man from the dust, breathed into him, and man became a living soul. Verse 15, still Adam, and the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. 16, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of the tree of the garden thou mayest eat, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord, 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Amen. And Adam was first formed, comma, then Eve. It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a help meet for him. So you can see previously, the Bible talked about the responsibilities he gave the man. Amen. And now it's not good to be alone. I will now make a help meet for him. So I'm always weary of all these young boys who are looking ojukokoro, looking for girls all over the place and have no responsibility in life. That was never the design. Never the design. Irresponsible man looking for a woman. That is contrary to the design. God created Adam and gave him a series of responsibilities. I said, let me get a help meet for him. Amen. Amen. Boy, say amen. Amen. Do you want to be irresponsible? So, verse 18, and the Lord says, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him. Amen. Verse 19, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast, all the fowls of the air, brought to Adam, and what he will call them, and whatever Adam named them, that was the name thereof. And God gave, and Adam gave names to cattle, to all the fowls of the air, to all the beasts. But for Adam, there was not found any help meet for him. Adam was first created operating in the agape love of God. Praise the Lord. He was naming everything. God loved him. God put him in charge and co, and was giving name to every creature. By the time he finished, the conclusion from God is that after all this work done, there was no help meet for Adam. So what did God do? Verse 21. And the Lord God, Ekao, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep. Say deep sleep. That's very important. Deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Comma. Say that word, comma. And he slept. God caused a deep sleep. And that comma was put there means, and Adam accepted the deep sleep and actually slept. Amen. All of you don't want to sleep. You are looking for the woman, looking for, you better go and sleep. Praise the Lord. Go and sleep. Amen. Thank you. I saw one guy there pointed to his brother, go and sleep. Thank you very much. Go and sleep. Amen. He's just trying to tell, we are seeing the foundation. All the I, look, will not get you the real person.
Amen.
It will not get you the real person. Even God at the beginning knew that there must not be distraction in getting the original for him. The guy should chill out and sleep off. Amen. You know what? The Adam that could name everything, that was so intelligent, that intelligence was not enough to get him the right person. That right person is God. It's God's job. Praise the Lord. Caused a deep sleep, and he slept. Amen. And he took one of his ribs, closed the flesh thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Praise the Lord. God will bring the person. That's always been the design. And brought, that's God, brought her unto the man. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Adam said, this now. There's the wordings, but there's the spirit. This now. Oni. Joy, exclamation, happiness, complimentation. This now is bone of my bone. Amen. Flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman because she is taken out of man. Therefore, verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father. Genesis is telling us the foundation from the beginning. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. Adam started with agape love in creation of everything, naming everything. And then his wife came. It was filio. This now is flesh. And God now said, ultimately, he will leave his father and his mother and cleave to his flesh. Sexual love. Eros. Agape, filio, eros. Amen. Agape is the love of God. It's first. That was first. Was filio is love of friendship. Love of what you like. Eros is sexual love. Agape is for everybody. Filio is for those who are close to you. Eros is for one person. Let me repeat it. Because people don't like believing. Agape is for everybody. It's the love of God shed abroad your heart. Amen. then your friends are a selected people who are close to you. Amen. Sexual love is for one person, the one, the woman that God brought to you. Amen. This now is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. For this cause shall a man live. There is really, once there is continuous fraternity of filial with a woman, gradually is leading to eros. That's the reality. A male and a female is a chemical reaction. Praise the Lord. Immediately, this now, once that fraternity increases a little, is leading to eros. That's the design. You can't spiritualize it. Once the fraternity is leading to eros, what helps you to balance it is the agape. It's the agape. That's why the world is in problem. Because they've thrown away the love of God. So what are we having in papers every day? It's not Nigeria, US, Brazil, and co. Rape. It's just one little friendship, but there's no love of God to arbitrate. It just likes rape. Likes rape. There's no love of God. And the world is in trouble. The world is in trouble. And that's why we need to be very careful with the world now. Praise the Lord. As student of God, very careful. You meet them in class. They are your friends. They tell you, okay, we're having four or five of us. Let's just go take a drink. Be very careful. Be very careful because they've gone crazy. Be very discerning. Be very discerning. I mean, I was a student once, 17, 18. We hear stories of rape maybe once in a year. You don't even hear it. It's crazy. It's crazy. But now, you know what what I just told that to be careful that they are going for a drink. That's night, too. Now it's daylight. You even in Nigeria, just grab a girl from the bus. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The world has gone mad. Filio to eros, no agape to balance. Sex is not what a man has it with a woman. It's what a man has with his wife. And the earlier you have that definition as a guide in your soul, the better for you. I'm talking to the boys now. And really, don't let us completely castigate the boys. People are now wearing transparent lace. I didn't say net. Transparent. With half brassiere. That's what is being shown on the billboard. Many years ago, probably like 2-3 years, the way time flies. I don't know whether we're coming from church or something, but me and my wife were in the car. I think maybe our son or the housekeeper went to buy something at Idia in the talk shop. So we sat down. And, I mean, I don't think we're talking. But suddenly, the light was on. The light of the car. God, we just dropped quickly by this. So we're driving, probably coming from church. The light was on. The car was on. Just stopped quickly by. And then this lady walks from Idia and walks, and her trajectory was in front of the car. Is this knicker or pant? So I just switched off the light of the car. I hissed. So my wife said, so you saw her? I said, I saw her. Definitely I saw her. Definitely I saw her. I switched off the light. For what? So when I said the world has gone crazy, guys, it's not only guys that have gone crazy. The girls have gone crazy. They've gone crazy. And as children of God, we are trying. You see, the problem before in the church is that we lived in denial. We lived in denial. Then the world went crazy. There's only one real truth. Let's say the truth. Praise the Lord. Once it's male, female, there's attraction. And if you fraternize with attraction, it's going to lead to sexual love. You need to be careful, particularly from the male. Particularly from the male. That it wasn't ordinary that Adam shouted when he saw Eve. It's coding. You see, when God was forming, God was not just forming. Codes were being put in the female body. It's now that computer, we're understanding it. Because what is the big deal of a woman's breast and mammary? No, it's skin. It's fat. It's blood. But there is a coding. That once a man sees this, his system will go through perturbation. It will. But the same is the hand now. It's the same skin.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same blood. There's also some fat here. But that one is hand. The code of this one doesn't lead to perturbation. The pelvis is the same skin, but there is coding. Once it appears, it changes. I don't care how spiritual you are deceiving yourself. It will cause perturbation of your system. It's agape that makes you take control. Praise the Lord. A true man is a man who always takes control. That's a real man. Because the world now, there's perturbation everywhere. Take control. Take control. Take control. Because the story they tell you is a false story. They tell you it's a man's world. Don't believe them. It's God's world. The earth is the Lord. They tell you it's a man's world. You can grab anyone you want. Yellow today. Tomorrow try black. Should be a man. Then after you've gone around, then look for one that nobody has touched, then you marry that one. So they give you that confidence that you are completely in charge. You get what you want. You are destroying your self-control. Don't think you now marry, then you now have control. No. You have exercised yourself in a life without self-control. That will be haunting you. So start to live as somebody with self-control, because there is perturbation. The attraction is there and it causes shaking. And that's the word to use, shaking. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said at the beginning, women are the flowers of humanity. Praise the Lord. And that's how God has designed it. Even from, my wife has a classmate. She has twins. So I think the twins, they were one. So my wife went for the birthday. She was telling me, I didn't go. We were already married then. So they were looking for them to come and take their picture of the cake. Male and female. The boy, in the what they dressed him well, he has played ball, he has fallen down, ankle, the lady with braids and beads, the small girl one looking beautiful, then I started dusting the boy, ankle, that is the one she won here. You can see this one is beauty, order, but this one is gra-gra. So it is showing at age one. Boys will be boys. Women are the flowers of humanity. Praise the Lord. Because like I've said before, and I said at the beginning, that even though Adam was formed first, comma, then Eve, God, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. There's something unique about being created last. Amen. You know what? And what is that beauty? That last is the epitome of God's creation. It's a cumulative summary of how best God can do it. Let me let the story be clear to our sisters. You are the same spirit with males. Same spirit. But God gave you the gift of a body. The same spirit. But now God now gave that spirit a special body. So, let there be light. God started. Moon, stars, sun, fowls of the air, fish, whales, cattle. With each creation, going down the ladder, God was upgrading, upgrading, upgrading. Finally, he made man. But you know, when we say the story of man, the last thing God made is the female body. That was the epitome. That body is a marvel. Praise the Lord. It's an entertainment industry. It's a milk factory. It's a baby factory. One body. It is the epitome of God's creation. And that's why, those of you who know the word, my ladies, you will account what you did in that body. You'll account to God. Amen. No, we are not preaching a condemnation gospel. Anybody with their errors and mistakes in life, just press a reset button and start afresh. Praise the Lord. Because there are times God can wink at ignorance. People had bad upbringing, unfortunate circumstances. But when knowledge comes, you press a reset button and start to live for God's glory. Praise the Lord. That body is special. It's God's gift to you. Praise the Lord. You see? Yeah, better is the end of the thing than the beginning. There is what they call male chauvinists. I don't know whether you've heard that word before. But growing up, they used to tell me that I was one. A chauvinist is, what's the big deal in a woman? So, if there are three heavy chairs, and we need to carry it to where the lecture is, then I carry my own. They say, can you help me with that? I say, help you with what? I've carried my own. Better carry your own. But that's because lack of knowledge. You treat them with honor as unto a weaker vessel. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a special body. Amen. You are walking on the road. A boy, he feels pressed. He wants to wee-wee. He will stand by the road. A woman can't do that. The reason, that body is special. Your own is just bone and thick flesh. This one is special. How much have you spent? Let me wear my glasses and see these boys very well. Chinedu! Chinedu, how much do you spend on your hair, roughly, every month? 1,000. I don't even spend that much. You know, you're a young guy. Eh? How much do they spend on this hair? How much do you spend on your eyelid? There is no money at all. How much on your lips? There is no money at all. Okay, show me your nails. How much is spent on the nails? Nothing at all. The reason, you know why? It's not special. If it's special, you will spend on it. It's not special. Praise the Lord. It's not special. Amen. The female body is God's epitome of creation. It's the most expensive biological tissue. It is. It is the most expensive biological tissue. Is the most luxurious, is the most high class. It is. The female human body is the most expensive, the most luxurious, the most high class biological tissue in the universe. And that's why the male who is made first with the aggression and the power, he works so hard to make money to go and spend it on that biological tissue. It's the design. Praise the Lord. Amen. They say man with all his gragra and all his power, his greatest catch is to hunt after that biological tissue. I want to say, lion. Lion cannot dominate man. If there are 30 lions in Songo, and we men decide they want to live in Songo, we shoot all the 30 lions down. We will not leave Songo because of the lions. We'll shoot them down. Praise the Lord. Nothing can beat the male aggression. Nothing. Once he sets his mind on something, but the highest thing a man sets his eyes on, say, is that woman. Praise the Lord. Because that's the most expensive, the most high class, the most luxurious biological tissue. Praise the Lord. And normally, when that tissue shows up, filio starts and it starts to perturb to Eros. That's why the prostitute knows that there is business. We just need to stand, be half naked, and smile. The guy is in trouble. Is that? If you know that this is the street where they stay, don't pass through the street. I didn't say you are going there. Don't even pass through. Because you are not designed to handle those places. You are not designed. It's coding. You are already half gone. I always say, you call all these super spirit brothers, everything they can buy, it will they will bind you. They will bind you and you will lose all your defense. The Bible does not joke. It's not, God knows what he's saying when he tells you to flee. Tells you to flee. Like I've said there before, the Bible says when Satan appears, he says we should resist him. That Satan comes in person into this place. Satan comes, Satan, you can come here, we're resisting. He said, but when fornication comes, don't bother. Don't talk. Take off. He said, are you that weak? Yes, so I like obeying the word of God. Just leave. You are not designed to handle that. Take off. But to complete the scripture, when you have taken off, then turn back and bind. But don't bind in that place where it is. It won't work there. First take off. Obey that one first. Then when you are towards money, then bind there. Bind at that place. Praise the Lord. That's the understanding. So there will always be love. But which love? Agape is the love of God constrains us. Amen. The love of God constrains us. And that's why week in, week out, we are here reading out the word, encouraging us to pray, to read the Bible, to develop the love of God. That thing gives you a control. Because if there was perturbation 20 years ago, we're in trouble now. And what is happening down the road is, you can't imagine. Get strong. Praise the Lord. Get strong. Some years ago, 10, 15, one man, very brilliant, he has to be, very rich, he has to be. He was president of the World Bank, IMF, International Monetary Fund, those who lend money to nations, was president. Definitely very rich, well connected. But he was eyeing to become the president of France. When his tenure as IMF president ends, he was planning. And you know, all this, there's no secret. He has never said it openly, but it was known that it was iron. So his opponents, they knew this man would be formidable to beat. You can't beat this man easily. It's brilliant. And everybody wants somebody to help the economy. And cool. But I think they now knew that he had a problem. So he went for a meeting in the U.S. And the next thing, the house cleaner, the room service, said he assaulted and raped her. And he made news. He first denied. But I'm sure they will show CCTV and everything. So at the end of the day, the guy withdrew from the presidency. His wife divorced him. And he left the IMF. 5 minutes of weak judgment cost him everything. And like a friend of mine told me in Germany, he said, they sent that girl to him. They knew he had a hyena in his heart, so they threw meat at him. You have to have self-control. The love of God constrains us. It's going to disgrace you down the line. It's going to disgrace you down the line. No matter who you are, you can be so spiritual, in a few years' time, they will make you a pastor, but you know you have that weakness. Deal with it. It's coming after you. It's coming after you. It's coming after you. Deal with it. You say, pastor, what's in concern with pastor? Okay. Which endeavor will you find yourself? CEO? If you don't deal with that thing, it takes developing agape love. So that the natural perturbation between filio and eros, you can have control. Because a woman is beauty. A woman will always shake. Involuntarily. You know, a woman is walking to the ATM. She's backing you. I see it in you. Those students, they'll just be looking at her. The girl does not even know what is happening behind her. They are looking. They are talking. They are just using their hand to say, see. The poor girl does not even know what's going on behind her. She's just walking normally. But that normal walk is causing earthquakes. And a student told me, he said, 99, 2000. He said, Oga, you are telling us that we are not serious. How can we be serious? In your days, the ladies wore skirts to the ankle. In our days, they wear it to this level with a slit in front. How can we now be serious? But he's simply saying it to that they are facing pressures. But I told him, my friend, take control. You better take control. Who do you want to fall for? After falling for your wife? What of the house girl? What of the secretary in the office? What of your students when you're a lecturer? What of the junior staff when you are a CEO? What of those who come for employment when you are in charge? Your life is going to be a mess. It's going to be messed up. Your life is going to be messed up. Have the love of God. Enjoy friendship. A woman is unique. Let's even leave the body alone. The way they think is unique. Enjoy the friendship. And then in self-control, ultimately, you pick one that you will cleave to in one flesh. That's how you should pattern your life, oh. That's how you should pattern your life. And let me just tell you from experience. Is a self-controlled life that is sweet. It's a self-controlled life that is sweet. The other one is, let me paint a picture before you. Have you seen Chinese rice with sausages cut small and shrimp, small fish, then beside ice cream? Then on the ice cream, small cut apples, okay, with berries and chocolate crumbs. So that's the main food. That is the dessert. But underneath are maggots. That's how sexual temptation is. You must calm down. I didn't say when you see that, your body will not say, "Ah, onjere." But take an x-ray view through everything. Because that maggot is going to ache you for a long time. It's going to ache you for a long time. Sugar-coated death. That's the reality. But it will shake your body. But look through and calm down. There's nobody that is not tempted, though. Pastor, myself, Pastor Laulu. So let's put it, remove it from super spiritual. It's nobody that is not tempted. Everybody has values. That's why by the grace of God, we don't fall into temptation. There is not fall into. Tempted, yes. Fall into, by God's grace, no. By God's grace, no. Abstain. Sometimes. Be very careful. You know, I have a party. Class people. Starting when it starts at 10 o'clock. In the night. That's when it's starting. When is it ending? Please be smart. You won't die if you don't go. Be discerning. Very important. So I know there's love in the air. And there is love. Agape, filio. But know your limits. So that before something starts, it has not even started, you've destroyed it. The fact that you are hungry doesn't mean you should eat a mango that is not ripe. It's going to ache you. It's going to ache you. It's going to ache you. The truth is that you don't eat that mango, you will not die. You will not die. You take it, it aches you. So let's be discerning. Like I said, it's not a condemnation message at all. People have their histories, different upbringing, but now that we are having knowledge, let's put a reset button and set our wills to enjoy this life. And really, that's it. Enjoy the life. Love of God. Good friends. Some very close friends. Some super tight friends. Even opposite sex, but you keep it. Really, friendship is excellent when its boundaries are defined. When its boundaries are defined. You don't cross the boundary. And once you see perturbation, you better trace your step. Praise the Lord. Trace your step. Because once it's male-female, you have to be super careful. Extra careful. The extreme is to say, don't have any female friends, don't even talk to you. No. That's not real. Praise the Lord. There's already a mechanism set in motion from creation. But let the boundaries be clear. And set your will. Set your will regularly. It's tough, but it's Bible-based. 15, 16, I was a female philic person. Always liked to be close to the girls. 15, 16. But I was a bookworm. I was serious with my life. I got born again at 17. But 15, 16, I went to a military school. Military school already has its own discipline. But I knew as I was growing older, I needed to take more control. And thank God, born again came at 17. So, 17 going to 18, 19, I knew, all these perturbations that happens, it can't just be left unchecked. Then, talk to God about it, entered into the Word of God. There's nothing as good as the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Wherewithal shall a young man keep his ways? By taking heed according to thy word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So that's good. Wow. Became an ammunition. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I think upon a maid? Ammunition. Held the scripture. Far be it for me to commit wickedness. And the almighty nature in me to commit iniquity. Took it as ammunition. I'm temperate. I have self-control. Took it as ammunition. Start quoting those scriptures regularly. Regularly, daily, consistently. Then I said, I was taking control. It's a fight. You fight for your purity. It's a fight, oh. Nobody should deceive you. It's a fight. But why the young males that live in 21st century, it's a fight. And let me say this, because I'm rounding up now. In case you have a belief that fornication is no longer a sin because we're in the 21st century, go and wipe out that disc. Reformat it and put the truth inside. God has not gone through therapy. Fornication remains a sin. 20th, 19th, 15th, or 20th, or 21st, or 22nd century remains a sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. It that committed fornication sinned against his body. It remains scripture. And like Pastor always tell us, after you complain about 21st century, God will show you thousands of people who kept themselves pure. Men of like passions like you. So you are without excuse. So, it's a bit of a sober Valentine. Praise the Lord. But it's meant to give us ammunition so we can really enjoy our lives. Praise the Lord. So we can really enjoy our lives. Let me end this. Maybe it's two parts. So there will be another one next week. Next week, I will start with the males. Let me end with the females today. That body that we are talking about, that God gave you as a gift, you know, by design, it starts to decay first. It comes out shining first. But it's the one that starts to go down first. Praise the Lord. That's what happens. By 36, 38, we know you are no longer a beauty queen. You, no matter what you put, it's obvious to us. Praise the Lord. But by 15, 16, you've come out as shining light. Like a flower. By 19, I have a like a daughter to me. Her mother, we served together. So we met for the first time, her mom in camp. And we are very good friends. So after youth service, from Josh, she came to Lagos. I used to always go and visit her. Me and some of the other guys that were all served together. So I was now telling her, she's 19 now, that all of us always wanted to speak to your mom. Just to speak to her was a honor. She was that girl that everybody wanted to be a friend with. By 19, 20, I mean, you are a beauty. But let me just warn you, if at that age you start sleeping around, your decay clock has started. Not that it will start, it has started. It has started. Be not fooled. What the Lord is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. Particularly that gift God gave you of that body. Be very careful. Be very careful. The decay starts. Once you start becoming one promiscuous person, it's like sugar. You start taking sugar. Start taking sugar. Maybe you take it moderately. Little, little. But you see, that body is a mortal body. Maybe your body has a particular threshold of sugar it can take. And by around 40, 50, you have taken that level of sugar in your life. By the time you take a little more sugar, your body starts to reject it. You have 15, 16 beauty. There is a level of men's incursion in your body, a level that your body is designed to take. If by 22, 23, you have already reached that level, you are fading. You faded. Your husband will even see you as somebody who is not, no elasticity of your body, no bounce. You are already weak. You are already bony. I'm telling you the real facts. Like I've pleaded, I'm not preaching condemnation. So you had your issues, press the reset button. But these are issues that are real. They are real. So when you are keeping yourself, you are not doing it for the pastor. You are not doing it for anybody. You are doing it for yourself. Amen. To keep that beauty for your husband, who will now have you for 30 years, 40 years. And then you grow old together. Don't let the world. I'm saying this to the women because the razzmatazz of the world is so strong. Vanity. Vanity is real things taking you nowhere. It's deception to say vanity is nothing. Vanity is something. It's real. The guy wants to take you out. You know, this guy is a wayward guy. Say, you have not answered me. Say, please leave me alone. Okay, I just bought you a small gift. 24 karat gold. With an iPhone. You have not said yes that he wants to take you out. You already have this. There's something will now tell you, by the time you just go to a clean dinner, there's no, what can you still get? You are already falling. Be very careful. Because I'm saying vanity is real. It's super spirituality and legalism. They say, vanity is real. But it's taking you nowhere. It's taking you to the abyss. Set your values quickly. Is that body? Prize it. Prize it. Tell yourself this is the value. Because the men brought up nowadays believe every woman has a price. That's what the society has told them. Say she, that girl is, she's proving what? Up to the game. Add this. That's what they believe. Put a value to yourself. That's the last thing I wrote there. Woman, price yourself high. Don't cheapen the cumulative glory of God, of his 7-day creation, which is your body. Value it. There's no price you can put to God's highest creation. There's no value. Let's bow to pray. It's a sober Valentine. Your life is given to you to enjoy. Bible says this, who has given us all things, including our body, richly to enjoy. Only that he makes all things beautiful in his time. I don't know whether you can put, I wrote a song for the people upstairs. Was it possible to type it? And if I look at that song, everybody still be praying. Let's pray for 1 more minute.
Now it's time to make all things beautiful in our lives. Time to take away our shame and establish your new name as your truth begins to reign in our lives.
Let's stand up. Now it's time,
Lord, to make all things beautiful in our lives. Time to take away our shame and
your new name
as your truth begins to reign in our lives. Time to take away our shame.
Our new name,
as your truth begins to reign in our lives.
We've talked about self-control, taking control. Agape love of God to control the perturbation between filio and eros, that you do not become a slave to your appetite. That the name of the Lord, merciful, temperance, self-control, now established in our lives. And this is the truth we have, as God's truth begins to reign in our lives. They say it's a man's world. You can have any man. That's falsehood. The truth is that you need to keep yourself in self-control. Praise the Lord. Let's raise one hand to God. Let's put our hands on our chest. Say, Heavenly Father,
Father,
I thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Thank you for the encouragement, for the challenge of your word today to live a life of righteousness, of discipline, of self-control. That my life and my body is given to me as a gift to richly enjoy in this world. But I want it in your timing, according to your will, that no decay will start in my life prematurely. Lord, grant today a new day for me, a reset button, both in my thoughts, in my words, and in my actions, that I can be the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that in my life you will be glorified. Grant me the grace of sexual purity, that my youth will bring honor to your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Morobaske. Borobasapam Brunonoto Satakaye, Rikete Bikisuku, Prodos Kadere, Marabakakubo Shandali, Ritsto Kebrebekakabavushte. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.
Scripture that was on my heart. He makes all things beautiful in His season and in His time. If I'm not engaged, I'm subject to be corrected, Prof. But truth is this, I'm not engaged. And in the serious relationship that is culminating into marriage, there's no point in engaging in that. The Bible says in the book of Songs of Solomon, awaken not love until the soul pleases. Do you understand? There's no point starting and initiating. Maybe I'm speaking from a man's perspective right now. There's no point starting and initiating and triggering something that is not going to end in marriage and giving out something to someone when you know you're not engaged to the person, one, or number two, it's not culminating in marriage. What are you trying to do? I don't know if that makes sense. You know, because I know these questions, these that might be questions that might be boiling in your heart before the day of the event, and by the time we meet next week and have a time of good, another time of interaction and question and answer, okay, the time is over. So, look, I'm just throwing it to you. He makes all things beautiful in His time. This is the time to hibernate. This is the time to sleep. And that sleep doesn't mean, there are two kinds of sleep right now. There is sleep of Romans 13 where it says that this is time for us to awake out of sleep. And he's saying that people that get into fornication and adultery and all those promiscuity and drunkenness, that's one kind of sleep. We're not talking about that. The kind of sleep we're talking about, you are deep in the spirit. You are deep in prayer. A person in sleep is not dead. Do you understand? He's still active, but the kind of activity that is taking place is you're busy praying. You should already be praying about the issue of marriage. Bring your kingdom, come your will be done. You should be praying in the spirit. And this takes me to the second point, because by the time, while Prof was leading us in prayers, I was looking around, and I found some people who are not praying in the spirit, and I'm wondering, do you have that ammunition to pull down the strongholds and overcome the challenges of this time? And to be able to sustain a relationship that you get into and engage someone you get engaged to, and someone you ultimately marry, and then a home that you're building. If you're not ready to pray in the spirit, then you're not ready for marriage, because you need to prepare your house first. You understand? Paul was talking about you need to get a job first in the place of, like, God gave Adam the responsibility of Eden. He had work. You can't call me and tell me that you want to get married when you don't even have work. How do you get to take care of the girl? Do you have a place that you're going to stay? You know, there are some things, that is the natural aspect. But I'm even talking about the spiritual aspect. Do you have the spiritual ammunition, the spiritual strength and stamina? Strong men retain riches. You know, do you have that capacity to be an effective high priest over your house? Have you prayed for yourself first and now you want to pray for another human being? that also has infirmities, and then you're going to bring forth children to the world. Guys, it's not as if it is not possible. It is possible. It is by the Spirit. And it takes praying in the Spirit. It's not a doctrine of the church. Lots of things are flying around. And the times are tough, but we have a greater one in us. You know, and you know, the news just came this morning. And I just want to share it with you because I want you to know that the reason why you need to take advantage of these things and really take firm hold of this and start practicing and be in that place of hibernation until God Himself brings, Himself is going to bring it. God Himself brings that person, that bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh that He has made for you. You know, until He brings, because it's in the place of prayer that when she comes, you will know. When he arrives, you will know. Because you've been praying. And God has been revealing things to you and speaking to you. You know, so the reason why I think that this thing is very important is because this morning the news also came that the Church of England, they've allowed blessings, same-sex marriage. That's the Church of England. That's the highest church in the whole of England. And so that doctrine, you can now imagine children that are born into that kind of church again. See, that's why you need to take firm hold of this instruction that you're hearing. Because those things will start percolating. They will try to start percolating. And people will start saying, Christian, you start hearing some Christians say, it's okay. Nuh-uh, it's not okay. You must be burning with fire in your heart. The fire of the love of God. And so if you are born in the fire of love of God, you'll be able to discern, no, this one is not right. Love loves righteousness and hates iniquity. Love has self-control, joy, peace, long-suffering. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. You know, we love all men, but we don't love the sin. It's not okay. Don't accept that in the church of God. And the next thing, see, that one has been approved. The next thing they are looking for, and I think it's very important that this topic came out at this time. The next thing they are looking for is a gender-neutral God. That He's neither male nor female. Don't be mistaken, because Prof said that the Spirit in man is, that's not what He's talking about. They are looking for one. God is male. Our Father who art in heaven. What are you going to be saying? Our parents who art in heaven. Or they who art in heaven. See, they are trying to twist everything. Satan is trying to join the church and just muddy the waters. And so you have to be strong at this time. So they are talking about personal strength of knowing your God, of understanding sexuality and gender. Do you understand who you are? And what you stay and appreciating yourself as God has made you. And knowing that spiritually you have value to God. You have purpose. Mentally and physically you give honor and respect to the opposite sex. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you see, the foundations are being tested. The winds are blowing. The rains are coming. The floods are coming. But you see, those that know their God and know the word, they will be strong. They will do exploits. Their relationships, their engagements, their homes, their marriages will be light in a dark world. They will be lighthouses. They will be built upon the rock. The gates of hell will not prevail against them. They will be shining lights. And I'll say, many other young people say, I want this kind of relationship. I want this kind of home. I want this kind of children. Oh, so it is possible. They have light to us. You know, we want this. So, this is what God made. In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, He made them male and female. Do you understand? Are we together? But it takes you staying in the Word, sticking to God. The way the Word has said, you stay to it, too. Not the way the media is painting it, or the news that you're hearing, or even some Christians are doing it. Stick to the Word. Pray in the Spirit. Are we together? The God that made the man and the woman is the one that is going to sustain it. Do you understand? So you have to keep in touch with Him, keep in line with Him, you know, keep connected with Him so that He can continue to influence and sustain and empower your relationship, our union, our homes, our marriages, and our children in Jesus' name. And by His mercy and grace, many young people have come out of Zion that have gotten married. So this preaching is not to keep you from marriage. God forbid. I'm married by His mercy and grace. It's been 10 years. Prof is married. You know, have wonderful testimonies. And we have many other young people. Upright to the praise and glory of God. Before he got married, was here in Zion State. Still, there was this beautiful, we call her Sister Sarah. Before I call you Mommy Sarah. You know, and we have, you know, we have many young, yours too, is God is on the way. God is making all things between his time. So there's all God has programmed for you. Do you understand? A portion for you. For your beautiful home, lovely children. Keep to that standard, though. Don't drop the ball. Do you understand? Don't fall by the wayside for a piece of pottage. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you need to keep strong, to keep in line that narrow way. And God knows. You see, God knows that sin is abounding. But guess what? Grace did much more abound. So it's not a bad story. It's not ending in a bad story or horror movie for us. It's doing it more glorious. Are we together? The challenges might come, but greater is he that is not than he that is in the world. You know, you're going to be a glorious church, glorious home, glorious, you know, glorious. These Zionist people, fellowship, keep doing it. They keep finding their bone of their bone, their flesh of their flesh. They're having wonderful marriages, wonderful home. They are not divorcing in 2 months, 6 months. They're not saying, you didn't buy me this thing, you didn't take me this one, so I'm not doing it again. No, they're still keeping in line. They understand the power of marriage and agreement and praying together, beautiful, bringing beautiful children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The life of God dominated, showing wonders in their homes. Say, we want to be like you. How are you doing it? Show us the way. That's how it's supposed to be. Are we together? Bringing forth godly seed. We'll say more next week. But I think I answered some questions. And if you have burning questions, you can see us at the end. You know, we'll be willing to share. But I mean, I think there are some points that have been established. Let us hibernate and focus on getting God's mind and God's will. He makes all things beautiful in his time. When you get married, you give gifts, gifts, gifts. You give gifts, gifts, gifts. So tire. You will so be tired. You understand? You will keep looking for, where am I going to take her this? That's why you keep thinking, where am I going to take her this next anniversary? What am I going to do? So all this stuff that you are looking for, you want to do February 14th by force, by all means. There are too many things coming in front. Chill out. Just keep those ideas till, you know, when you get engaged and when you get married, you know. There's so many beautiful times you're going to have together by his grace and mercy. So we thank God. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, we just thank you for the truth that we've heard about agape, the foundation. And then filio, having friends with boundaries. And then eros, having it with our one person that you've had for us before the foundation of the world. Our bone of our bones, flesh of our flesh. And teaching us how to honor the weaker vessel, how to respect one another as men and women in Christ Jesus. Thank you also because in Christ there is no male or female, knowing that we can all become more like Jesus. We're in the natural, yes, we have our strengths and our weaknesses.